I don't know why my mouth just did that. I don't know what's going on. As you
the police are doing
type
things
on your
while
ear.
I'm black. Please help me.
Yeah.
The Titanic floating door actually sold more than Indiana Jones's bullwhip. Oh, by the way, you taking all this personal. Now his meat was out. All right, so this one's for all my racists out there.
Ooh.
Explain apparently. Everything to me. Yes. I want to know. All right, Joe, calm down.
Goodness.
I'm just blanking.
People can't mess up from time to time.
Y'all almost blew my f-ing ears out. It's like only your mouth stroked out?
Yeah, yes.
You would be a horrible hooker.
You're right. I have horrible performance anxiety. I would. I know.
Your mouth game is trash. He skeeted. He didn't do it on the window or to the wall. He did it on her jeans. Goddamn. What up, what up, what up, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And I'm going to do better this week, okay?
Are you?
I'm going to do better this week.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing my bestie, the guy with so much fur on his face, such enthusiasm, you may confuse him with a golden retriever, talented, hilarious man-ish, Wesley.
Wow.
A.K.A.
Why,
DJ Hey Cousin.
Why did you hold that middle part like that?
What, Wes?
Yeah. I don't have five S's in my name. That'd be cool, though, actually. If I ever did some kind of weird abstract kind of art exhibit kind of thing.
I'm just out here to inspire, bro. I'm here to inspire, okay, bro. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate inspiration. I feel inspired, actually.
Good. Wes is in the building.
I'm here, everyone. It's me, Wesley, also known as Amber's bestie.
Yay.
Don't arrest me. Please.
What are the things wrong with that? Damn, I'm out.
Yeah.
So today we find out how much people are willing to pay for auctioned items. Okay, we also have ourselves another FMK headed your way. You know what I'm saying? That and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So we got some silly purr for you. It's got appetizer is silly. Main course is silly. You got some dessert silly. And if you want, if you got leftovers, you can have some breakfast silly too.
There we go.
Yeah, you know, put that in the microwave or the air fryer.
Go.
You're good to
there
go.
There we go.
You're good to go. I like my silly crispy.
Ooh, I like mine's kind of like Cajun a little bit. You know, I mean, I'll take a deep fried, but I definitely, yeah, maybe even a pan seared.
You have to have some butter though, for sure.
Of course. Of course.
Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get on with the show. I want you guys to do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review. I cannot tell you how important that is for not just my podcast, but for every podcast out there. That is how we can grow as podcasters and shows. We cannot do it without you, the audience. So do us a favor and hook me up with a little success. That'd be nice.
And you know what? I wouldn't mind that. You know, would you mind that?
I wouldn't mind that.
Okay, good. Just
I would love success. That sounds amazing.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah. Oh, before we get going, you may have noticed throughout the last few episodes, the audio has been a little bit wonky. We are in the throes of trying to create a new studio, actually. Literally just starting. We got to patch a few holes. Mm-hmm. We got to deep clean. We got to find the equipment we need. So so the audio is being tested in different rooms of the house right now. We have settled for the room that we're currently in, but the audio and the show itself is going to get a lot better in the future. So if the audio sounds like, what the fuck is going on? That's what's going on.
Yeah, this is just the quintessential reminder that growth hurts and it's uncomfortable and it's a transition.
And for those of you who've been here from the beginning, bro, you already know what's up because you guys were listening when I was recording this podcast on just my phone, just like talking to it like I'm on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I used to just like talk to it. And if I messed up my script, I would have to start the whole fucking thing over because I had an iPad, 16 gigabytes. I was using that for my YouTube videos too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the storage was just not gracious.
Exactly. Every single time you had to dump it.
I had to dump it every fucking time. So this podcast has grown since 2018.
Yeah.
The audio is better. The format is better. I have guest hosts every now and then, which we're going to be bringing them back. So we're reaching out to some amazing TikTokers, actors, comedians, and even looking to talk to people who are not in the entertainment industry, but you have perhaps caught a dream that you've been chasing or you're chasing one. Maybe you want to be a chef. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to be a dancer. Maybe you want to whatever the fuck, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you're a cop.
Yeah.
And we can ask you some legal questions like, yo, like if I'm smoking weed on my porch and a cop just comes by, like he just driving by, is that like probable cause or is that like different states? I got questions.
You know
bro.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. If you have a thing that you're pursuing or you've already caught hold of.
Yeah.
And now you're building that thing as a foundation. You know, we would love to speak to you. We would love to get you here. You know, especially if you have a take.
Yeah.
A particular angle. And if angle you do that, that thing.
You'll be a part of at least a segment, if not the entire show. So you get to join in on the silly. That'd be kind of fire.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if you can bring your own silly to your own, you know what I'm saying, to your profession, to your skill set.
There's no way they can out-silly me. That's mine.
You can silly them under the table, is what you're saying.
I will silly all of them under the table.
Wow, that sounds like an open challenge, everyone.
Yo, I was silly all over their faces, bro.
Oh, wow, that's an open challenge. You hear that, world? Hope you're ready.
That's the sound of me sillying all over your faces. Yeah, actually, that was just the sound of my mouth hitting the microphone and sliding across the pop filter.
Which was silly.
So eat that, bitch.
So there you go.
Yo, coming up next, we are going to go ahead and see how much someone paid for a specific item that all of you may have heard of. Now, I got this from The Burt Show, my day job, The Big Show. And they were telling us how much the Titanic door sold for at an auction. So that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I could have got the same thing on Temu.
You could have bought the Titanic door on Temu? Probably. Hold on, where's my phone? I want to see
it. It probably would have said Titanic on it, but...
Titanic.
But same.
We'll be right back with finding out whether or not this shit's on Temu or not. Is the Professionally Silly Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We have returned, unlike the Titanic. Well, they did try to make a Titanic too. Did you see that shit?
Of course.
I didn't see. I refused to watch it. The first one was long enough.
I thought you meant
the actual... I kind of got it the first time.
Well, yeah, the movie and the vessel. They tried to come out with another Titanic.
No, I'm talking about the movie, but yes, the vessel too.
Yeah.
And they have like a Titanic, what do you call it, museum. I think it's in Pigeon Forge. I think it's in Tennessee.
I think so.
It's an actual Titanic museum. I think so. So by the way, the answer to can you buy a Titanic door on Temu, the answer is... absolutely not. Sorry, dude, it's not on Temu, but there are a lot of like building blocks for Titanic models and things like that and puzzles and stuff, but there is nothing with just the floating door. I really thought that might have been a thing.
That would have been awesome,
but it's not. Moving on. So now let's go ahead and discuss how much Titanic's floating door sold for.
Does it even matter?
Well, I want you to know. Tell me what you think about this, because I'm going to read this first part here.
All right.
This is coming from People.com, like the magazine. And this is coming from Tommy McArdle. This is his article here. So the Titanic floating door actually sold more than Indiana Jones's bullwhip.
I mean, that I'm not even quite sure why they're comparing the two. One is an actual artifact from human history and one's a movie prop. But okay.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
I'm sorry. Did you say that Indiana Jones's bullwhip is an artifact for human history?
No, it referred to the first thing.
Repeat yourself. Because now I'm confused. Neither one of these are an artifact for human history.
What you mean the Titanic? Oh, you mean like from the actual? Hold on,
from the movie.
Oh, dude. This is from the movie. I thought it meant the actual Titanic
then
door.
Why the fuck else would I bring up Indiana Jones's bullwhip?
I don't know.
Indiana Jones real?
No, he wasn't. Okay, so everyone, I'm gonna line up.
Oh, you just had a bless your heart moment. Oh,
yeah, everyone can slap me. It's virtually stand in the line, or y'all can just slap me. Okay, nevertheless, let's just back up.
Your backup sound sounds stupid.
Nevertheless, I can see that. I mean, Titanic made a lot more money than Indiana Jones did. I mean, Yeah, it had more movies, but and that's a more quote unquote iconic character. But that's
it's a
more,
franchise.
That's a more iconic movie, I believe. Like, yeah. If you were just to isolate that, the brand onto itself, I think Titanic just
let me ask you a
tugs
quick question.
A lot of more people's heartstrings.
It's probably stupid, but you've seen Titanic, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, the reason I ask is because a lot of people honestly haven't.
Yeah, but
you know, so
and you're right, but through cultural osmosis, a lot of people know the beats. They know about the handprint and the steam. They know about the top. I'm the king of the world. They know about, you know, the folks, the band playing as the ship is going down. Like, those moments are instilled throughout pop culture. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the horse in the bed in Godfather. Same thing with the
People talk about that, and some people have never even seen the movie, but they know about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. People know about Hello, I'm the Bad Guy from Scarface. So, like, that stuff is just ingrained, so they know about it. Like, there's not too many things from Indiana Jones that's like that, besides the whip.
Besides the whip.
There's not too many things from Indiana Jones that's like, oh, yeah, I know the I hate snakes or the whatever. You know what I'm saying? It don't hit the same. So, yeah, I believe it. Titanic all the way.
That was my phone ending Wesley's rant.
Yeah, your phone was tired of me.
He get into it.
God damn.
I'd have put in that audio of you freaking out over the Hulk versus
Why
Godzilla.
Would you do that?
You know what? I might do that.
Why would you
make
do
sure
that?
You guys stay tuned to the end of the episode. I want you guys
to
hear that.
To
it's going to be great. It's a TikTok that we made.
You don't have to do that.
Check out my TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. Okay, so here is the thing here. While the prop, in reference to the floating door on the Titanic movie, while the prop item is commonly referred to as the floating door by fans of the movie, the item is actually part of the door frame just above the ship's first class lounge entrance per the auction. So it sounds like this part of that door was in the movie, which would make that wouldn't make any sense because it was in the water, like real water while they were filming. So I don't understand what that fucking means.
Well, it seems like it was a hands-on prop. Like, that's the actual thing that Leonardo was on. And
okay, I see what you're saying. You know okay, what I'm saying? I was like, actually.
This thing was actually touched by Kate Winslet.
Yeah, I was like, yo, they took the door from 1920-something and was like, yo, put this in the water for the movie. I think it's been in the water long enough.
We need to feel the essence.
My question is, like, I don't even honestly know if the floating door thing, I don't think that actually happened in real life. And there's also not a real, like, love story
of course
in the actual thing.
Not.
So. I just answered my own question. Okay,
yeah,
moving on.
It's like Casablanca.
I just had a bless your heart moment.
I know it was.
Live.
I know. Yeah, live. It was
beautiful. Fun. It was fun. So the wooden prop, for those of you who've never seen the Titanic movie, was used in the film and has been a huge, long subject of fan debate over whether Leonardo DiCaprio's character or Kate Winslet's character, actually both those characters could have stayed afloat on top of a slab of wood. This is the door that everybody's talking about. So obviously Jack, spoiler alert, you've never seen it. He fucking freezes to death in the Atlantic Ocean and just like that slow, like blue dead body sink down to the bottom of the ocean. And Rose narrowly escapes the sinking ocean liner and they determine only one of them can actually fit on top of the debris. Now, I do know for a fact that Mythbusters did do a whole thing about this floating door. And James Cameron, from what I remember, I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember James Cameron was actually on that episode of Mythbusters. And it turns out, I haven't seen it in a minute, but I feel like they came to the conclusion that both of them could have been on the door. I might be wrong, though.
I believe it. This movie's been out for so long, and there's been so many different sort of interpretations of just that question, G.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. I'm pretty sure someone can pull up some footage of Kate or Leonardo in an interview and some for something completely irrelevant, and they ask them about the door, about the piece of wood.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, well, most likely, you know, we could have probably both fit, but you know, hey.
Maybe, perhaps.
You know what I'm saying?
So can you guess how much that door actually was auctioned for?
I'm going to say.
Is it an auction?
I'm going to say.
Now, let me tell you this. This is among 16 total props at this auction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else was there?
Huh?
What else was there?
Well, just apparently they also had, let me see here, they had the treasures from Planet Hollywood auction. They collected $15.68 million total. at this auction. Movie props were sold at the auction, included Harrison Ford's bullwhip and 1984's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the axe from Jack Nicholson's that he wielded in 1980's The Shining, and most notably, the piece of balsa wood that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet hang on to in 1997's Titanic. So how much do you think that door went for?
I'm going to propose that this piece of movie memorabilia was auctioned under $650,000.
Drum roll, please. I'm just going to insert it.
Okay.
The iconic movie prop sold for $718,750.
God. Yeah, damn it,
thousands. Over $700,000. I feel like I said that wrong.
It's fine. Damn it, by Price is Right rules. How much did you think it would have been?
I honestly thought, because people will pay a lot of money for a lot of stupid shit, so I thought maybe about $500,000, something like that. That's what I was thinking, about half a mil.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too. Maybe a little more than that.
They asked this question on The Bird Show. It's like, if someone told you they spent that much money on the door, would you be impressed that they had that much money to spend? Or would you be like, why would you spend that much money on something like that?
See, all the above.
Right? That's what most said. Yeah, both. Yo, that's a lot of money. Also, why would you do that? Like, there are hungry children in the world.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you doing?
You could have easily started a foundation of some sort. Trust fund. Some. Easy. Bought a block.
Now I want to do this. Oh shit! So you know what? I want to go ahead and turn this into a game. I want to find some random auctions online, things that have been auctioned off already, and I want just random shit. And I want you to guess how much they were. Do like two or three of them.
Okay, yeah. Let's give this a shot.
You want to give it shit? All right.
I'm ready.
You're not ready.
You're right. Hold on. Let me stretch first.
All right, let me pull this up.
Get a swig as you prepare.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's an ugly baby on my screen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to watch yourself.
Yeah, they're down to the fugly four.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down to the fugly four.
Oh, wow. Is it any one of ours that we sort of...
No. Well, the melted baby with the gummy face. Like the melted face baby?
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to want to go ahead and take a listen to a few episodes ago. All right, here we go. So these unusual and rare items that are sold at an auction for some serious bucks, serious money.
Now, are these just random items, or are these still in the movie memorabilia category?
It looks like it's a little bit of both, but the same. You'll see what I mean in a second.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Here's a random item right here. This is something called Japanese melons. It was sold in 2018. The president of a fruit and vegetable packaging company paid this amount for just two melons grown in Yabari, Japan. It easily beat the previous record. I'm not going to tell you that, but we'll just keep it there. So how much money do you think somebody would buy these two melons for?
I have no fucking idea, Amber. What? I don't... What?
Apparently they're...
Are these the square
rare,
melons? Are these the square melons that they make custom?
No.
What?
Take a little guess.
I'm gonna guess 1.2 million.
No, $29,251.
Okay, I just overshot because I didn't know what the fuck was even like. What? Melons? Melons?
I believe I said melons. Yes.
Do they cure a disease of some sort?
They might. Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Does it come from the nectar of a god? I don't know how to pronounce.
Probably.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good to know.
I feel like you want too much.
Apparently.
Explain everything to me. I want to know. All right, Joe. Calm down.
It's a good song for a reason, all right? He's seeking knowledge.
Yo, calm down, Joe. All right. Let's do another one. Okay. Let's see. Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. This one might be a little bit more difficult for you, or maybe a little easier to guess.
Okay.
All right. So this one's for all my racists out there.
Ooh.
How much do you think Adolf Hitler's watch went for?
Now, this is a good one. This is a good one. Okay. Adolf's watch. You got the swastika on it? Or is it just something like...
No, it's just a regular watch.
From a German company that I also may not know how to pronounce.
Honestly, it probably belonged to someone he stole it from, I'm assuming.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, his initials were on it. And yes, I'm reading here, there was a swastika on it.
All right, good to know. I'm going to say around 900K.
Very, very close. Adolf Hitler's watch went for $1.1 million.
Dang it. All right. All right.
Sold in 2022, not too long ago.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Is it?
No. only thing that's interesting is the person who bought it, so I can find someone to steal it back from.
Give me it. So, by the way, this is coming from blog.cheapism.com. All right. So, tell me, Mark Zuckerberg's baseball card. It says, though baseball cards from acclaimed athletes such as Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth have been known to sell for millions of dollars, a baseball card from Mark Zuckerberg's Little League days just fetched an impressive certain amount of money at an auction hosted by Comic Connect. So how much do you think Mark Zuckerberg's Little League baseball card went for?
I'm going to go $1.5 million.
Wow, you hella overshot. $105,000.
God damn. I was thinking that setup was nice.
Wasn't it?
Throughout pop culture history, especially throughout the 90s, you know, they made it seem like baseball card got a lot of money.
You see him?
Oh, that's hilarious.
He looks exactly the same.
Oh, wow. He really does.
It's crazy because in this photo, he had no idea he was going to be like a fucking billionaire.
Not. Of course not.
You know what I mean? That's bananas. Lucky bastard. He stole Facebook from Justin Timberlake, so. If you saw the movie, you get why. That makes no sense, and also why it's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next, we got ourselves a clap game. You'll see what we mean when we get back. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Get ready.
I got to be the last ad-ass to talk.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Obviously, TikTok and social media, like TikTok is not a part of social media.
Right, it's some separate.
I might as well talk about it now before it gets banned. Which, by the way, we were talking about this earlier, is about how easy, you know, they were able to go ahead and try to draft to ban TikTok. Meanwhile, veterans are still hungry. You know, homeless people still don't have no food.
Water's still fucked up in certain parts of America.
Facts. But they can go ahead and take care of that TikTok shit fast as shit, can't they?
Yep.
Anyways, moving on. You know I'm going to do politics here. Mm-mm. I'd be mad as fuck. All right, so we're going to do a game. It's called the clap game. I believe that's what it's called. If it's not, that's what it's called now, damn it. So what we're going to do. Yay. Nobody puts baby in a corner. So what we're going to do is that we are going to try our best to see if we can connect mentally. Okay, DJ Hey Cousin and I, we're going to try to connect mentally.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a prompt. And then after on the count of three, I'll say one, two, and then say whatever your thought is. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to give him a prompt, and we're going to see if we can actually say the same exact thing on the count of three.
Okay, hold on. Let me tune in to your particular mental frequency.
Yeah, get in my mental capacities. It shouldn't be too hard.
Good.
Yeah, you're in?
Yeah,
I figured. I left it unlocked.
Yeah.
So it's fine. And the key under the mat for no reason.
Exactly.
It was unlocked. Like, why did I leave the key there? Anyways. Okay, so. Okay, man, here we go. Our first one here is going to be simple. It's just going to be two options to see if we can just, you know, like a test clap.
Okay.
Okay.
A test clap.
So, night in or night out? You got yours?
Yeah.
All right. On three. One, two, three. Night in. Nice. We've connected.
Yes. We're synced up Bluetooth style.
Yeah. Now, this one's going to be a little harder.
Okay.
So, who was considered, in your opinion, America's crush when we were growing up? Think TV shows. And I want a first and last name.
Crush?
Yeah. America's crush when we were growing up. Talking about like 90s.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be interesting because there's so many.
I got mine.
You got it?
Yeah.
On three. Ready? Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Topanga Lawrence. What?
I was about to say, you messed mine up. Oh, my God.
What were you going to say?
Lisa Winslow.
over Topanga.
I'm sorry, Laura
Lawrence?
Winslow.
Laura Winslow. Over Topanga Lawrence.
Saying yours, hearing yours, like, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't we fuck Mary Kill Them? I feel like.
No.
I feel like we fuck Mary Killed Them. Like, I think it was Laura Winslow, Topanga Lawrence, and fuck, I think it was like Hillary Banks, I think.
I don't think we did.
Was that not you?
I don't think so.
You know, like, you know, I'll be having memories with you that didn't happen.
That's very true.
I'm probably getting from somebody else.
With the samurai swords and ninjas. Yeah, that wasn't me.
Oops. Damn, we were way off on that one.
Way off.
This one should be pretty simple. I mean, it's just facts.
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
That was a good one. All right. The next one is going to be, this is America's football team.
America's football team.
Yeah. America's football team, but they suck.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Dallas Cowboys. What?
I don't know why my mouth not working, even though that's what I was going to say. I don't know why my mouth just did that. I don't know what's going on, audience. Sorry, I apologize.
Were you going to say the Steelers?
No, I was going to say Dallas Cowboys. I really was. Do one more practice one.
No, we are not in sync, dude.
No, we were. It's on my end. It's not you, it's me.
This is embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing, okay?
Like,
all right?
I came with this kid thinking, oh, I can prove that we're best friends, and then
Oh, my God.
My heart's broken.
No. Please don't do that.
Please cue the sad music.
No.
Yeah. Sit in that.
Oh, this is what stealing in shame feels like.
Yeah, Stu, why are you speaking? You had your chance to speak, and you fucked it up. All right, I'll do one more with you. This one's just numbers. But here's the thing about this one. The number we choose, if we choose the same one, it is going to be the 1 through 10 number of what our next FMK is, because I have not chosen it.
Okay.
You and I have come up with a list over the last few weeks, so we don't remember what place things are in. But FMK, we're going to count to on three.
On three, yes.
Fucking say a number between 1 and 10.
Okay, don't cuss at me, please.
Flipping, get it done.
Okay, I'm ready. All right.
1 through 10.
1 through 10. Don't look at me like that. All right. Goodness.
I'm just blanking.
People can't mess up from time to time.
All right. Hey, calm down. It's okay. Hey. Hey, buddy.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. 1 through 10. Say it on three.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. I knew you were not saying anything. I knew it. That's why I didn't say anything. Your mouth didn't even move.
But it was on three, like 1, 2, 3.
It has been on three this entire time.
Okay, well maybe I. Okay, all right. Do it again. Let me do it. 1, 2, 7.
Oh shit! That was wild. You almost blew my fucking ears out. Okay, so 7 is going to be interesting. So 7's FMK is going to be, when we get right back, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm such an asshole.
You so are. Ah!
What is wrong with you, though?
I don't know. My mouth just caught a seizure. I don't know what happened.
It's like only your mouth stroked out?
Yeah. Yes.
You would be a horrible hooker.
You're right. I have horrible performance anxiety. I would.
Oh, my God. Aren't you a comedian and an actor?
Yeah.
And a podcaster? Like, your job is to perform. You can't. Your mouth doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. This is a podcast, Wesley.
I know. We're all mouth. I know.
Your mouth game is trash.
I mean, that's why I thought the bottom lip was to compensate for that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So our FMK choice that we both came up together, because clearly we're only in sync when he's weird. Beats by Dre, AirPods, and Raycons. Fuck, marry, kill.
This is hilarious. Okay, so I'm going to kill Beats.
Wow.
I'm going to kill Beats. They're pretty great, you know, but it's I've had a lot of bad experiences. They don't last nearly as long as one would hope. Raycons, I'm gonna fuck because they're hilarious. I just something about Ray J. Sorry, I'm a little biased on
that. That's a weird thing to say. But given the history of Ray J fucking.
Hey man.
I'm gonna fuck because Ray J.
I mean not because I mean not like because of like that specifically. But like
yo, pause. One of the interns in the Big Show told me that she did not know why or how Kim Kardashian got as famous as she did. And I was like, what are you, Kimmy Schmidt? How do you not know that? What are you, a mole person?
I wish someone would have just sent her the clip like right there and there.
Boop, and she's here, like 28 years old. So it's not like she, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what?
Here's a clip.
It was from hard work and dedication. That's how they started.
Yeah.
No, that came after the porn.
Grassroots. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Unpause. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Cool. So not really because of Ray J, but more so because I like the advertising they've always had with like sort of that like, you know, the YouTube thing. And I've used them a couple times, not as nearly as much as the Beats, but they've been reliable. And of course, as I caress them in my ear currently, I'm going to marry AirPods.
All right. I'm going to do the exact opposite of everything you did. I am going to kill Raycons only because I've never tried them.
I understand.
Okay. I'm going to fuck AirPods because they look slick, you know, it's fine, it's cute, yada yada. I'm not gonna marry them because I don't like the fact that anyone can tell that you're wearing them, because sometimes I want to be incognito. I don't want you to know what kind of man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I want, you know, like if I get pulled over or some shit, they're gonna see these AirPods in
pretty much,
and I can't just like fake call somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's about safety.
Help.
The police are doing things while I'm black. Please help me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to marry Beats. I have Beats. I've had them for a couple of years now. I fucking love them. They fit perfectly. The sound is great. The noise cancellation is fucking fire. My music sounds amazing. Phone calls are easy. The only thing I don't like about them is if you lose them, even though that now that Apple owns them, you still can't do the Find My Phone with your Beats because they're not going to make the sound or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you have an Apple device, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you don't, I can't really talk to you. But I'm just playing. I love you. Please don't stop listening.
It's too late.
I know, right? I just lost like 3 listeners.
Yep. 5.
Nah, maybe like 2. I don't have that many listeners.
You'd be surprised, buddy. You'd be surprised.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to have to marry my Beats. And
I understand
if the police pull me over while I'm being black, incognito. My Beats are black, bro. Just like me.
Hey, all right. Obviously, we just shared the same bias, okay? Regardless of our justification and our logic behind
it. No, you killed Beats. Bias are not the same. I killed Raycons. Oh, by the way, fuck you. Taking all this personal. It's Professionally Silly Podcast.
Wow.
No, we're closing this out. I get the last word, you son of a bitch. Yeah, cross your hands. Yeah, be mad. All right, so we got something interesting here coming from thesmokinggun.com. By the way, if you hear my stomach growling, ignore it. We have a podcast to record.
Exactly. Hold Shut on. Up, this stomach.
Is an empty stomach burp.
Oh, that sounded hearty.
All right. But hunger gas. All right. Yeah. This article came on thesmokinggun.com once again. This is on March 19th of this year. The headline that caught my eye is Chipotle manager admitted to lewd acts in restaurant dining room, cops say. So this is going to be a cold read. I have not seen it for myself. This should be fun. Okay. So it says here, a Chipotle manager exposed himself and masturbated in the dining room of a Pennsylvania restaurant.
Please don't tell me that's a guy.
I think it is.
Oh, God.
We will put photos of him on the Instagram, on the Professional Silly Instagram at It's Pro Silly. this is according to police who say that a female, a female victim felt 3 squirts of liquid hit her jeans when she got up to leave the table where the man had allegedly been pleasuring himself.
Ew, she now has Ebola virus.
Oh my God, that's so fucking gross.
That's hella gross. That's hella gross.
Oh, I don't even know how much further of this I want to go.
Oh my God. That's suable, right? That's suable.
Hell yeah. It says, following the March 1st incident at, what? This is more than once? Following the March 1st incident at the eatery in Camp Hill, a Harrisburg suburb. Oh, Dad's from Harrisburg. Look what these people are doing. Two women went through to the local police station to report a sexual assault, according to the March 18th criminal complaint. The women, one of whom was a former Chipotle employee, detailed the encounter with Kasim Ransom, I think is how you say his name, the 26-year-old manager. The duo told the cops they were seated at a communal table talking with Ransom. Why is that his last name?
Why is that his last name? That is such...
It's literally Ransom with an E, like handsome.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Ransom and other employees with him began doing something with his hands down his crotch.
Ugh.
I know. One of the women said she saw him touching his penis outside his pants, recalling that she was in denial and looked away. I would do that too.
Did you forget you're at work, buddy? Did you have an out of body experience? Out of meat experience? I don't what
out of meat experience. No, his meat was out.
Oh,
the women added that that he grabbed numerous napkins and placed them down by his penis and subsequently brought one napkin up from his crotch and placed it on the table. The napkin was sticking to itself. These are quotes here.
Oh God.
The second woman reported noticing him move his hands a lot down around his penis. This is a quote, adding that she could, quote, see him jacking off. When the former Chipotle worker got up to leave the table, she felt three squirts of liquid hit her jeans.
Oh, God.
During the police questioning, he, what's his name? Kasim or some shit? Kasim, whatever. He was questioned and he reportedly... Let me see. Oh, okay. During police questioning, Kasim reportedly confirmed the incident in verbal and written statements. He was charged yesterday with multiple misdemeanors, including indecent assault, open lewdness, and indecent exposure. He was suspended from Chipotle, and if he has not been already, he is expected to be fired. Kasim is, I'm going to put a photo of him, but he's in his Chipotle uniform in his little shot here. It is a selfie that he snapped in the restaurant's bathroom with his tongue out,
yeah,
doing
it's not
a peace
great.
Sign.
It doesn't bring anything of good faith to this to this situation. And goddamn.
And I'll go ahead and post the communal table they were sitting at, because that's also in the article. So this is in the middle of the restaurant. You can't just jerk off and nobody see it. Like this yeah. So we haven't done this in a while on this podcast, but he's definitely the asshole of the week for sure. For sure. Probably the most.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah,
we should bring that back.
Yeah, we can bring that back.
Yeah, he's definitely an asshole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, top tier.
Dick, right?
That's asshole and dick.
He's a dick.
He's a full torso at this point.
Yeah, fucking ass.
He's a full lower extremity. God damn.
You know, that disappoints me and stuff, bro. That's disgusting. There was a time and place, and I feel like creating your own sour cream at Chipotle, that's not what you do.
Oh my God, just close that whole building down.
Yeah, close it down.
Close that whole one down, please.
Everybody's fired.
That's goodness.
The fact that they were like, suspended, the first thing. He would have been fired the moment he walked out the door. Are you kidding me?
He would have got a firing and an ass whooping by one of the other employees.
Oh my God. Ass fire.
Hey yo, Johnny, I'll pay you $30 to beat his ass.
Done. They don't pay the motherfuckers nothing.
Nothing, dog.
They'll gladly take money for whooping some ass.
And you know what
especially
I'm saying?
Somebody who deserves it.
I say some justifiable ass.
And he gonna squirt on somebody too? That's the gross thing.
This is one of the few times I'm not a fan of the
word squirt.
He skeeted.
He didn't do it on the window or to the wall. He did it on her jeans. Goddamn. Skeet.
Goddamn.
Well, that was fucking gross. It's the Very. Professionally Silly Podcast. Well, if there is anything you can take, anything at all that you can take from this podcast, it's people will spend just ridiculous amounts of money on stupid things.
Yep, stuff that has no actual productive value to it, and we'll have a great time doing it.
And also keep in mind, this is a random statistic that I just made up. But I believe that masturbating men are like spiders. You're probably at least 6 foot from one at all times. You just may not be aware of it.
That's checks. That checks.
Yeah, yeah. Professionally silly life rules. I want to go ahead and shout out to all of my listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them.
And the nips. Don't forget the nips.
Yes. Yes. That thing. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review on whatever podcast platform that you're using, especially if you are up on that Apple podcast, because they don't know that we're alive, and I kind of need your help with that. I kind of need you.
They'll know soon enough.
They'll know soon enough. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the Silly and Binge, all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. So there's a lot of silly to go around. And don't forget to share it with a friend. There's enough time. There's enough silly for all of us, I feel like.
Yeah, I think there's enough silliness in the world for anyone to get a good dose.
Well, those
maybe even seconds with a nice comedic cornbread and a nice laugh cola.
Chianti.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that. You never get to say that word.
I know.
Yeah. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly for photos and videos and things like that pertaining to the episodes of the show, as well as the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. All that is there. Hey, DJ, hey, cousin, where can these people find you?
Oh, man, they can find me at a whole bunch of places. TikTok under DJ Hey Cousin, and Instagram at ByWestRoberts, at Twitter/X at ByWestRoberts/CapricornJenkins, and behind you.
That's creepy. I thought I felt 3 squirts on my jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sorry about that. I get excited. You're just so pretty.
Oops. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. That's going to be down in the show notes, along with my link tree, which has the links to all my most used social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, both my YouTube channels, and more. So check me out down there. You can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. For those of you that are interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send whatever you like, and I will do an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Once again, it's your audible boop thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Good. I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think is stronger, the Hulk or Godzilla?
Oh, man, that's a very tough question. People are right out of their brains trying to figure out things like that. Philosophers have spent countless nights trying to figure things like this out and never really having a definitive answer. Hulk got those hands, but Godzilla with the atomic breath.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
I'm going to have to go with Godzilla. Fuck! Ah, I know. Hulk is great, madness and all that, but Godzilla, he's the GOAT, all right?
Incorrect question. Incorrect answer, I should say. The answer should have been, which Hulk?
First of all, which Godzilla? Don't do that. You know how crazy this gets if you bring up like that variants of characters and shit. All right, Worldbreaker Hulk, Gray Hulk, Red Hulk. What the fuck? All right, She-Hulk. I'm gonna say that's a completely different reference. But I mean, Mega Godzilla. I mean, what? Oh my god.